is it a fair assessment to say you're probably discouraged by the first half, especially offensively?
Absolutely, Sal. You know, we go out there. I thought we had a good stop, you know, by the defense. They did some nice things. We were moving the football. We started to move the football. They were under pressure. You know, we throw hot. We can't execute it. Someone falls, you know, and turns into an interception. You know, and that's what happens. You know, when you go out there and hey, it's, you know, we fall down and they pick the ball off. That's, you can't do that. So we gave up 14 points. You know, then we come back and, you know, we catch the ball and then we fumble again. So we really gave up 14 points and put our defense, you know, in a tough situation. We weren't able to flip the field on the first three punts. That hurt us. Penalties was just unacceptable. I mean, we had a ton of penalties tonight, which we can't do. I thought defensively we did well against the run. You know, the biggest run was the quarterback scramble. But I thought we gave up a little too much on third down. You know, when you look at the third down percentage. And then I thought that, you know, for us on offense, we didn't convert on some of the third downs. We were under, you know, what our goal is. I believe we were like in the mid-30s. You can't do that. So, you know, we've got to go back and we've got to work. And, you know, our biggest runs we had penalties on. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that and win, you know. And we'll just, you know, tell them one more time and just keep coaching them and get this team ready to come back.
Do you think to some degree the games are being called tighter, or do you think the penalties were just the type of penalties?
You know what, Tim, I look for that, you know, and I thought they were good calls. I really did. Usually the hands to the face I watch, or the holding, because those are calls that are really a little bit uncommon. We've got to do a better job. I think we led the league last year in hands to the face. You know, a lot of times you'll talk to the player coming off it, and we tell our players, especially on the runs, you know, we'd rather take the 1 yard gain or even, you know, 2 yard gain, even a minus one play, rather than put us back into, you know, a 10-yard penalty, because, you know, obviously it's very difficult for us to overcome those situations. But no, I thought the calls were good calls. I really did.
Can you off the cuff just talk about EJ a little bit, what you saw on the field and us?
I think, you know, very early on, I thought, you know, there was we were going, we were moving, you know, they got the penalty and we got the first down and then we go. And then here comes this pressure. He sees it. We go to throw it, you know, and a bad thing happens. We don't execute. Okay, fine. Where you got to do a good job is when you come back. Then he tries, you can see, just trying to really pinpoint the ball, you know, and really focus on just trying to get it there. And that's very difficult to do. We have all done that when we were kids. You know, when you play baseball, you know, you start aiming. You just got to, you know, look at the mitt and go ahead and throw it. So, you know, I saw a little bit of that in the footwork. But then, I saw some good throws and came back later on. But overall, you know, we all have to do a good job around him. You know, we have to do a good job up front, you know, with the flashes. I thought we had some nice pockets early, you know, against a team that had some pretty good inside rushers. You know, we put Richardson in there early. He wasn't a problem. You know, where we played against before, I really think McCoy's one of the better, if not one of the top players inside. So that was an encouraging thing. But, yeah, I mean, overall, everyone has to play better, because execution's all of them. You know, one breakdown, all of a sudden, you put people in bad situations.
Just looking big picture, how concerning is it to you that it took 19 drives for the first team offense to score a touchdown in two seasons?
I don't – you know, I would say that's – obviously, that's not good enough. I don't want to, you know, but I think there's a lot of information inside of all those different things. But at the end of the day, that's one of the things that we're not doing a very good job of now. You know, we've got to get playmakers on the field. We've got to get guys to make plays. We cannot execute well. You know, if you were out there and we're getting beat up physically, and I'd be saying, hey, guys, we can't, you know, we got to get some players in here, you know. But we've got to execute. We're not getting beat physically. You know, what we're doing is we're not executing well.
Coach, what would you say to fans that feel like EJ is getting a little bit of a longer leash because of his position, because of his, status as a higher draft pick? What would you say to the fans that feel like a quarterback gets a longer leash than, say, a regular position player?
Oh, I think like anything else, I think... Excuse me. Obviously, is this mine?
Yes.
Oh, no, this is like a prop. Yeah, can I have a water? No, here, I would say this. You know, everyone in front of me right now has a job to write, you know, what they feel and what they believe, you know, to the fans. That's fine. And I think the fans are going to see things, and they have a right to feel whichever way they want. You know, for me as a coach, I'm going to do everything I can to get him better. We're going to do the best job we can to put the best 11 guys out there for us to score. I think that's the best way to say it. I mean, who am I to sit here and say, hey, what questions should you ask me, or, you know, how the fans should feel? And I've always believed that. And I love our fans, and, you know, they have the right to feel however they want to feel. And, you know, obviously they're frustrated, and we are frustrated, and we have to work through this, you know, this adversity, you know, because it's going to hit us. I mean, you know, it's going to be out there. We know we haven't scored, you know, the drives, and that's the truth. You know, and how do we respond to that? How do we practice to that and all those things? Those things are, you know, those are the things that I'm looking at. That's more important to me. You know, if we're going to, you know, sit back and feel sorry for ourselves, I mean, then we got to replace whoever feels that way. But I'm ready to get back to work and go.
Was it tough to get booed off the field in the first half? You did get booed off the field by the Kids City crowd. Yeah. They were not happy.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are happy. You know, none of us are happy. I don't look at it like, you know, and say, hey, you know, why are they doing that or anything like that? I mean, you know, when you play poorly, you should get booed. There's no doubt about it. I can't even open this. I'm having a bad day. No, you know what I'm saying, Sal? I don't have any problems with that. I mean, the same thing. And direct it to me, and it starts with me. We, you know, our coaches, I told them offensively, we need to do a better job.
How much of the first half struggles went into the decision to play EJ through the third quarter, or was that the plan all along?
No, I was going to play into the third quarter. I just wasn't sure how I wanted to. But then I said, hey, you know what? We need the practice. We need the work, you know, and we'll be looking at, you know, what we're going to do on Thursday and probably play, you know, last year we didn't play our starters at all. You know, I think this year we're going to have to, you know, take a good look and play.
Can you look at glass half full as, you know, he led two touchdown drives in the third quarter and build from there? It did come against their reserves.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I can win that one, whichever I say. But, you know, it's execution for us. So, you know, hey, is that a start? It's a better start than going out there and not having scored. So, yeah, we need to build on it and press ahead.
Can you talk about Dennis Dixon coming in second tonight and where the backup quarterbacks?
Yeah, I wanted to bring Dennis in because I haven't seen him in a game. I wanted to actually play him longer than that, and then I got a little concerned about the ball security. And then, you know, we went in with the player who's been playing, you know, the best, you know, in practice and the games. And Jeff had been playing, you know, well in that, and we put him in. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm satisfied with the backup quarterback. I'm not.
Is Dennis in the mix for the backup role?
Yeah, I think anyone who's in there is in the mix for the backup role.
So would you say it's not? Is it possible that you could look outside the organization?
I think, you know, Sal, and I'll be very honest, I think – you know, talking with Doug and not speaking for Doug. But, you know, our conversations are always, hey, if we can better our football team, whatever we have to do, we will. You know, and, I mean, we wouldn't be doing right to ourselves, the team, or the fans if we didn't, you know, if we felt we can upgrade ourselves by going outside and not doing that just because, I don't know, maybe because we're too comfortable. That's not fair to anybody.
What did you say to the guys at halftime? Starters versus starters?
Yeah, I said, hey, you know what? We did not play well, you know, and we have to go out there and execute, and it's not going to happen, you know, on one play. We're going to have to go out there, and we're going to have to talk about winning on each play, you know, and going out there executing and just doing what we're supposed to do and not try to do anything more, because that's how usually you wind up giving up big plays or making mistakes. And let's just go in there and, you know, win these little battles and go and see where we are. So from that standpoint, there was a little things that are encouraging, but make no mistake about it. I mean, we got to get a lot better.
Why was Alan Branch inactive?
Yeah, Alan Branch. It was reported to me that he was arrested. I have. I'm going to meet with him tomorrow. I found out somewhere around noontime, midday, and I just had so much on my mind. I tried to call him. I couldn't get a hold of him, so I just got a hold of him some other way through other people. And just said, hey, I'll meet with you tomorrow. But that's all I know for a fact. I can't say anything else.
What was he arrested for?
I don't know. It was reported to me, and I was just like, whew. So I don't want to say anything that I don't know the truth about. I just know that happened.
So maybe it's preliminary, but given his status playing with the 13, coming to camp, not passing the conditioning test, I mean, is his roster spot in jeopardy?
Oh, I can't answer that question now. And the reason why is my mindset is on – the guys that are back here in this locker room right now. What have we got to do for this team?
So it'd be fair to say that he wasn't at the stadium today.
I excused him from being here today. Yeah.
Was he with the team yesterday at St. John Fisher in the locker room?
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed it or maybe you even had something to do with it. Fred Jackson got the guys together with about 7 minutes left in the second quarter, got the offense together, and it's hard for us to tell. It looked like he was getting after him pretty good. Your thoughts on that type of response?
Leadership or whatever? Hey, take all the help we can get. You know, I didn't know that. You know, Tim, I didn't see that because obviously I was watching the field, but hey, you know, whatever it takes, you know, it's a good thing. You know, Fred's a good football player and he's respected. I have a lot of respect for Fred. So, you know, I would think that his teammates respect the heck out of him. And it's good to see that. I mean, that's what you want to see.
What kind of report did the doctor see on Sammy Watkins? Was he close to playing or?
At the end of the day, they told me he couldn't play. I mean, I know there was mixed reports out there. Like I told Sammy, I said, I think Sammy spoke to someone and said, hey, if the coach wants me to play, I can play. And then the doctor said he can't play. I told Sammy, you know, you can't talk about injuries. You know, that's what gets you in a bind and it doesn't make us look good, you know, when you start saying those things. So the doctor at the end of the day said he could not play today.
Coach, Preston Brown got some snaps at weak side linebacker today. Is he, you know, in the running to replace Nigel Brad in week one?
For the first game? Yes. Him both and Ty were both playing there, looking at both of them.
Josh, with the offense gaining 80-odd yards in 7 possessions, is this the time?
I'm sorry. My hearing's not very good.
The offense had 80-some-odd yards in 7 possessions. Is this the time or not the time to be reassessing what you're doing on offense? People are going to be wondering that. Does that mean don't panic and the team, you can start pulling things up, or is it the right time?
Well, I would say that, you know, one, we have to get better at what we're doing. Two, I would say there's 2 turnovers in there. You know what I'm saying? So that kills you, you know, for how you say the 80 yards, which is, you're right about that. I'm not going to argue that. But, you know, what happens is there's two turnovers in there and the penalties in there. So, you know, when you look at it, you know, there's a 20-something yard play negated and things like that. It's execution. It's not the scheme. You know, in any scheme you're going to run, you have to execute. You know, so that's my main concern right now.